This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
Okay, welcome to the show. We are Unsportsmanlike here on ESPN Radio, ESPN2. All of our great stations across the country, Sirius XM, Channel 80, and the ESPN app. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, along with Michelle Smallman, Chris Canty, Evan Cohen with you. You know, we have a great team in Bristol, Connecticut, right?
We do.
And we've learned they do their own show we're doing a show.
It's very entertaining, the second show.
Would you guys like to know their pre-show from today?
Oh, I would love to know.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
The three of them, led by Jovante in this case, Pat and Nuno, were discussing how hard is it really to rob a bank. Okay, that is true. They were discussing how difficult it is to actually rob a bank.
Can we clarify one thing?
Okay, go ahead.
At 5:08 this morning, Jovante out of nowhere just goes, "Yeah, and I was just talking to my girlfriend about how hard it would be to rob a bank. I don't know if it'd be that hard." We were like, "It's 5:08. You have the hottest take of the day already? Like, this is insane."
Now, that's what happens sometimes when you're bored. You're like, "You know what? I don't know how that would go."
I don't know how it would go. I know exactly how it would go. You in handcuffs in the back of a police car.
But it's still a chance. You know, it's still a chance you might get away.
It's still a chance.
Walk us through it.
I was going to say, I want to know the thought process here on how you would get out without getting caught.
Now remember,
I feel like I could be incriminating myself. I don't know if I want to.
You don't want to give out.
Was there a bank robbery in the news cycle? How did this idea pop into your head? Where was the inception of it all?
Well, you know, sometimes you're like, "Oh, you know, I need money. I'm not, my bank account's kind of low." So you're like, "Oh,
what ways can I get money?
Let me clean this up for you." Obviously, Chiefaholic last week was plead guilty. So that's where it came from. Yeah, that's where.
Chiefaholic?
Yeah, the Chiefsaholic. Yeah.
Nuno just tried to find an out that wasn't really there, but good attempt.
I'm pretty sure the police are on their way, so if I'm missing, you know what happened to me.
But it's just, and they're going through, because then they're like, okay, is it harder today than it used to be?
Totally, with all the cameras?
Yeah.
No doubt.
That's what I said,
It's not like the good old days.
Right, that's what they're saying. Literally, Pat's like, "Oh, you know, it's different than when Bonnie
back
and Clyde
in my
did
day,
it.
It was so much easier to rob a bank."
Unbelievable. And then, well, I mean, there is one other aspect to this that maybe Jovante has that the rest of us would not, which is his long-distance speed. We learn about his track days.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so maybe he thinks, you know what? The conventional wisdom is you get in a car and drive away. Jovante is so fast over long distance, maybe he runs away.
But he's not faster than a car, and the police cars would be coming after him.
That is correct. But
he's also not faster than every camera at the bank.
Yes. Exactly.
And the people at the bank who have cell phone cameras. Somebody's going to catch your face on a cell phone camera.
So have we discouraged you enough to not even think about this anymore?
Yes, you did.
Okay, all right. We're just making sure.
Glad you guys led me the right way.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's the show that was going on before the show with those three back in Bristol.
Okay.
Yesterday, around the NFL, we had the franchise tag, and we had a bunch of players around the league get tagged. And as much as we are interested in those that did get tagged, it feels like those who didn't become more interesting almost in this case.
Speaking of Robin Banks.
Well, we'll see.
We're going to have a lot. See, I'm just back that Brinks truck up, cuz. I didn't get franchise tag. You know what time it is.
So the name that interests you the most from yesterday, either the person that got tagged or didn't get tagged that jumped out at you the most.
The one that didn't get tagged is Christian Wilkins. Like, I love Christian Wilkins' game. Now, he doesn't have any all pros on his resume, but you're talking about a guy that is a dominant interior presence. I think he had over 60 tackles and 9 sacks as a defensive tackle. Do you know how hard it is to be that active as an interior defensive lineman? You got 2 sets of hands on you on every play. For him to be involved in that number of plays and to be that disruptive, I just think it's going to be a huge boon for whoever signs him in free agency. I know that the Houston Texans have been closely linked to him. They've got a lot of cap space because they got a quarterback on a rookie deal. They're not really paying a lot of big money guys outside of Laremy Tunsil. So it makes sense for the Houston Texans to get somebody as a cornerstone for that defense to continue to build around with Will Anderson, but then also bring in a culture guy in that locker room. Remember, Christian Wilkins won a national championship at Clemson. This guy knows about winning at a high level. Right. So being able to continue to infuse that kind of young veteran talent into your roster is only going to serve to bolster the program that D'Amico Ryans and C.J. Stroud have been able to start last year.
No doubt. I think for me it was Baker Mayfield, because there's such a domino effect that comes from maybe him returning to Tampa or not. I know that it would have given him kind of a sense of calm if he would have gotten tagged, because he's going to get paid, what is it, $38.3 million in 2024 for quarterbacks. Like, you're going to get a pretty good paycheck. You know that you're going to return back to Tampa. But now they have to try to work out a deal. It'll be interesting to see if he gets it done with Tampa. And if not, what sort of ripple effects that has on the quarterback market.
Yeah, that's an interesting one, Smalls, because that would actually give you the indication that they think Baker Mayfield could be good for multiple years, not just 1 year. Like, right. It's not like, all right, if we franchise you, it's we loved what you did last year. We're not sure how many more years you can do it exactly that way. Christian Wilkins with the Dolphins, as you mentioned, certainly brings up the conversation about Tua and the money that's going to go to Tua. They also cut Jerome Baker yesterday, an outside linebacker. So two starters off their defense, no longer there to free up money. Why? Probably to sign Tua long term.
Not to mention Xavier Howard, too.
Yeah, who they already cut. Good one. Yeah. So that's three starters off of their defense that they're going to look to replace in Miami now.
So how much better does Tua have to be in order to overcome those losses on that team?
A lot.
Because it's not just the Dolphins getting rid of players because they don't think they have it anymore. It's the Dolphins getting rid of guys because they can't compensate them at the level that they have been paying them. And it's because they're going to ultimately have to end up paying Tua. And we saw the projected contract for Tua. What was it? 4 years, $220 million? Something like $55 million a year? That's a lot of money to be paying Tua.
A lot.
Is he going to be worth it? I get that it only becomes more expensive the longer you wait. But sometimes it's better to wait and measure several times and cut once than to cut one, you know, cut 12 times after you only measure once. Like, I just think this is a situation right now where the Dolphins need to continue to measure exactly what Tua is with their system. I love Mike McDaniels and the innovation that he's been able to come up with, but I can't help but think a lot of the productivity that we've seen from Tua is the result of the pieces that are around him, more so than him being a force multiplier. And when you pay a guy north of $50 million a year and they're not a difference maker, it ends up hurting your team.
It's a really expensive gamble that they're taking.
Yeah.
Because either way, you sign him to this big deal now, it's a risk that he might not be that person. Or if you wait, it's a risk that he might excel and then he's going to be more expensive. So either way, the Dolphins are taking a pretty expensive gamble on Tua.
Yeah, the other name that I think jumped out at me yesterday, because I don't want to say I ignored the Chiefs, but the Chiefs are so good and so smart that when they're just like, all right, we're going to franchise L'Jarius Sneed and not franchise Chris Jones, that my assumption is, okay, they're going to work it out with Chris Jones. L'Jarius Sneed will get traded for somebody of significance in return, or picks of significance in return.
Yeah.
It's not that he's not good. It's just there's such a trust with that organization. I almost be like, all right, whatever they're doing is right.
Yeah.
Maybe that's dumb, but that's how I operate with them. So the other name, which we knew was going to not be franchised, but still is pretty interesting, is Saquon Barkley.
Right.
And the reason I bring up Saquon Barkley is I am fascinated by a tiny little slip in comment that happened a couple of weeks ago from Greg Roman. Greg Roman is the offensive coordinator of the LA Chargers under Jim Harbaugh. They want to run the ball like crazy. Now, you may say, well, wait a minute. You have Austin Ekeler there the last few years. He's great. Not the kind of runner that they want. Someone, I think Saquon or Derrick Henry, will end up with the Chargers, and that offense will be scary under Harbaugh with Herbert and one of those two backs. If Saquon is free to go and he's used to kind of being in the spotlight, L.A. Chargers are not as relevant, but L.A. is, obviously. I wonder about Saquon going there.
Well, they're a whole lot more relevant now that Jim Harbaugh's the head coach.
Yes, exactly.
We're going to be talking about them all the time, so I don't think that that's really a concern.
Yeah, stylistically, I'm not sure that's a fit, though, for what Jim Harbaugh wants to do. I think Saquon Barkley is a better satellite back than he is a hammer for your run game.
Explain what that means.
And what I mean by that is a satellite back is somebody that you can move all over the field, not just in the home position, but you can have him offset in the backfield. You could have him split out in the slot. You could have him split out wide as a receiver. He presents so much value as a weapon, and not necessarily the guy in the traditional sense that you can rely on to grind out the four-yard runs, right? Like, to me, the sign of a good running back is not the home runs that they hit, but how productive can you be down in, down out? Like, if there's a run there where the offensive line doesn't have it blocked up and it should go for no gain, you end up getting 2 yards. If there's a run there where the offensive line has it blocked up and you should be able to get 2 yards, you get 4 yards. Like, those are the things that I'm looking for from Saquon Barkley. Now, he was better at it last year than in years past, but when you look at the overall body of work, I don't know that it matches what we're used to seeing from Jim Harbaugh. Remember, Jim Harbaugh had Frank Gore. And Frank Gore was the ultimate 4 yards in a cloud of dust type of running back. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there weren't going to be a lot of negative run plays with Frank Gore in the backfield.
Yeah.
There were going to be a lot of positives. He was going to keep your offense on schedule. And that hasn't necessarily been the MO from Saquon Barkley. Now, I'm not trying to disparage him, take anything away from him, because I think he is one of the few true difference makers at the running back position. But I just don't know from a style standpoint, it matches what Jim Harbaugh mm-hmm. wants to do. Like get a running back that gets those tough yards in between the tackles. And it broadens out to a bigger conversation when you think about the positional value and what NFL teams are looking at in terms of the economics of the sport, right? Mm-hmm. When you look at the running back spot, would you rather invest $10 million a year in Saquon Barkley?
No.
Or $3 million a year to three different running backs?
Yes.
You know, when you consider the nature of the position, the wear and tear that comes on these guys, the injury history from Saquon Barkley and other running backs once they get past, you know, their mid-20s, it starts to be concerning. And so if you're a team that's looking to fix your running game, I would start with your offensive line, and then I would throw bodies at it with the running back position. I think that's the mindset of a lot of these decision makers around the NFL, which is going to make it hard for some of these running backs that are brand names to get the kind of contracts they're looking for.
Yeah, and I'm in agreement with that. I would never pay a running back big money. I just was thinking about the Chargers, so maybe it's not Saquon, it's somebody else, let's say, maybe Derrick Henry, whoever, where they have some pieces on the offensive line, they have a quarterback, and they have a run-first mindset with their coaching staff that someone's going to benefit by going there. That I guess that's my point. But I totally agree with you. The days of even attempting to pay the running back, over. And it's unfortunate for these running backs, but there's no justification. You could find them anywhere. It's been proven. Kyren Williams, Rams, was awesome this year. Where did he come from exactly?
Notre Dame.
And what round?
Ooh, I can't remember.
Not the first.
Exactly.
Yeah, I can't remember. But it was mid to late.
Right.
It was mid.
it was mid to late.
So if you can find somebody that good in those rounds, paying him that
Kyren
money.
Kyren Williams, fifth round pick in 2020.
Right. And guess what you do when he's about to get paid? You find the next version of him in the fifth round. It's unfortunate. It's harsh. But it's the reality of the NFL. And we've learned it yesterday by way of the franchise tag. Unsportsmanlike is presented by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. So we've already learned today, don't rob banks, which is a good first step. If you're going to find a new job, don't rob banks, obviously, as part of that. Now, coming up, we've talked a lot about Justin Fields and where he can go and who could fix him. We will get into that next. It's Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
Well, we know Justin Fields is not going to be in Chicago next year, right? I mean, we kind of know that. I guess it's not confirmed 100%, but we kind of know.
We'd kind of be shocked if he returned at this point.
Agreed. Maybe even whatever emotion is greater than shocked is what we would be if he was back in Chicago next season.
Floored? Mm-hmm.
Is that greater than shocked?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I don't know the rankings.
Gobsmacked?
What?
Gobsmacked?
That's a good one.
I don't even know if I've ever heard
that.
That's
a good one. I can't spell it, but I know you're using it properly.
Thank you.
That's a great one.
You've never heard of gobsmacked?
No.
It's when you're absolutely stunned by something. Okay. Gobsmack. It means like your mouth is on the floor. Your jaw is on the floor.
Test that on Wisconsin education right there.
Hey, easy. Easy.
On Wisconsin, yeah. Love Madison.
On Wisconsin.
Love Madison.
We can't take shots at Wisconsin because I'm dumb. That's not fair.
I love Madison.
Good. All right. Well,
it's my second favorite great Big time. Ten school.
It is your favorite?
Second favorite.
Oh, I was just saying you went to a Big
Illinois,
Ten school.
Illinois, obviously, then Madison.
Okay. Mm. Okay. All right, good. Anyway.
Not Purdue after last night?
Oh, you had to bring that up. That was rough.
Bang, bang.
I don't think they're going to win it all, by the way.
Purdue?
No.
Why? Because it's too easy?
I didn't know we were going here, but I will. I think North Carolina. I've convinced North Carolina.
Them again?
I just think when you have veteran players in college basketball, Take you.
Yeah,
like, because nobody stays.
Yeah, you're right.
So when you get R.J. Davis and Armando Bacot, who have been there for 43 years, this stuff ain't going to phase them.
That's right. And then we were in the title game a couple of years ago, too.
Yeah, as 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
Right.
And now they're, like, grown men.
It does feel like it's their year.
Yeah.
It's them and UConn. The team
and UConn was there last year.
The team that nobody knows who plays on the team.
No, but they just the center they're that's really good.
But they just know they're really good.
Oh, yeah. that center that's really good.
Yeah. my point exactly.
Thank you, yes.
So Justin Fields, we know, obviously, is not going to be back in Chicago. One of the destinations we've discussed is Pittsburgh. And on our show, we've really kind of just thrown it out there that we just believe Mike Tomlin can help fix things. We've seen him fix things in the past, provide a winning culture. And yesterday on ESPN 1000, the home of the Chicago Bears, Waddle and Yurko, Tom Waddle, John Yurkovich, yesterday had a discussion about our discussion in relation to Justin Fields potentially going to Mike Tomlin and Mike Tomlin getting the best out of him.
By the way, I was telling you a little bit earlier as well. I love the show Unsportsmanlike. I was listening on the drive in. The narrative about how Pittsburgh is the place where everyone can go and feel warm and cozy and comfortable because Mike Tomlin will get everyone on track. Yeah. I love Mike Tomlin. I have a ton of respect for Mike Tomlin. But when you're talking about quarterbacks,
yeah,
like they have been as disorganized and as disjointed
right
on the offensive side of the ball. Matt Canada, they had a firing.
They fired him.
Well, I mean, you get Arthur Smith in there, but, Pittsburgh has not been the bastion of stability for quarterbacks and offenses over the last several years, have they?
My reasoning is he becomes instantaneously the most dynamic quarterback that they have. Providing them mediocre quarterbacking in the passing game is something they're very comfortable with in the last four years, including Roethlisberger's last year.
Right.
Okay, because Roethlisberger's last year was not a pretty year. He becomes instantaneously the most dynamic thing that they have, and that's something they need.
Okay, so, and those guys, both former players, Tom Waddle, John Yurkovich there. I think there's two ways of looking at this. One way is, have the Pittsburgh Steelers developed quarterbacks since Roethlisberger? The answer is
no.
Well, first of all, it's only been, what, 3 full seasons since Roethlisberger was gone?
Right, but yeah, to be fair, we hold that against Belichick, the lack of development in quarterback. Now, they didn't win, so that's the second part. The second part is Justin Fields, if he goes to Pittsburgh, immediately enters a winning culture that he's never seen before in the pros. And that's the difference here. That is why I believe Mike Tomlin will get the best out of a guy like Justin Fields, because of the idea that he walks in and he sees everyone doing things differently than he did in Chicago the last few years.
Well, a couple things. First of all, when it comes to the Bill Belichick of it all, he hired a defensive coordinator to be an offensive coordinator for his first round pick in his second year. That ain't exactly what you want to do in terms of lending itself to being able to have a success and having that guy develop the way that he's supposed to. Then you look at the pieces that Bill put around Mac Jones, or lack thereof, you can understand why Mac Jones has struggled and why he's regressed in a lot of ways. Now, when it comes to the Pittsburgh Steelers of it all, nobody is saying that Justin Fields is going to go there and light up the NFL world. What we're saying is, if it would ever happen, it would happen in Pittsburgh because of the stability with the franchise, because Mike Tomlin gets the most out of all of his people. When you look at Jaylen Warren, undrafted guy. Now he's, you know, right there with Najee Harris as the number one running back in that backfield. I mean, Cam Hayward and TJ Watt, both first-round picks, look like bona fide studs, cornerstones that you build your team around. Minkah Fitzpatrick, another guy. He was a first-round pick for the Miami Dolphins, became an all-pro safety with the Pittsburgh Steelers. This is what Mike Tomlin does. Deontay Johnson, George Pickens, mm-hmm, Pat Freiermuth, he gets the most out of his people.
No doubt.
They have that infrastructure in place, and it's been there for decades. That's why we're saying, if Justin Fields is ever going to develop into a difference maker at the quarterback position, that Pittsburgh would be the environment where it would happen in. Now, nobody's saying it is going to happen, but what we are going to say is, it has a chance to happen. Now, when we look conversely at the Chicago Bears, you've had, what, 5 first-round picks at quarterback since 99? I mean, going back to the Cade McNowns and the Rex Grossman and Justin Fields and Mitch Trubisky or whatever. Like, not to mention, in there you had 2 first-round draft picks that you flipped for Jay Cutler. Like, this is an organization that has shown itself to be dysfunctional when it comes to having the infrastructure in place to get the most out of your quarterbacks. Y'all have already proven that.
Right.
Like, Pittsburgh, this is their first shot at it with Kenny Pickett, a significant draft pick, a premium draft pick at a premium position at the quarterback spot, and it hasn't necessarily worked out. But we saw it work out with the same franchise 2 decades ago when they drafted Ben Roethlisberger, so we know that Pittsburgh can do it. That's why they get the benefit of the doubt, unlike the Chicago Bears. And another thing about the Chicago Bears' dysfunction, while I'm on it, they drafted Justin Fields in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Since they drafted Justin Fields, The Philadelphia Eagles have figured out their quarterback situation. Jalen Hurts' first full year as a starter was 2021. The San Francisco 49ers swung and missed on Trey Lance in the same draft that you took Justin Fields. They figured out their quarterback situation with Brock Purdy. I mean, we look at the Houston Texans. How disastrous was that situation when they had Deshaun Watson and 24 sexual misconduct cases? They had a chaplain running a team. They figured out their quarterback situation.
Mm-hmm.
They did. I mean, the Green Bay Packers, as dysfunctional as it wanted to be at the end of it with Aaron Rodgers, guess what? Handed Jordan Love the reins in 2023, they figured out their quarterback situation. All of these other teams figuring out their quarterback situation while you had Justin Fields. That's why nobody has any confidence that you can figure this out. That's why the Chicago Bears fans don't want to draft Caleb Williams, because they just think he's going to be another name in a long list of guys that they took with top picks at the quarterback spot that didn't work out. They don't want to take Caleb Williams because they don't think Caleb Williams might not be good with another team. They don't want to take Caleb Williams because they don't think Caleb Williams would be good with you. The track record speaks for itself. That's the kind of dysfunction that the Chicago Bears have had going around. And guess what? Here's the coup de grace. Here's the great part about it. You know, the brain trust that decided, you know, we don't want the number one overall pick. We're going to trade down with the Carolina Panthers, put DJ Moore on this team. We don't want the number one pick last year. The quarterback that you passed on is CJ Stroud. Is arguably a top five player at the position after his rookie season.
And is only going to get better.
Won a playoff game. You decided, yeah, in our evaluation, nah, we're good. We're straight. And in the very next season, you're in a position where you got to take a quarterback. Now, we don't know what Caleb Williams is going to be. We don't know what Drake May is going to be. We don't know what Jaden Daniels is going to be. But you'll be hard-pressed for one of those guys being better than what C.J. Stroud was in his rookie year. And those same people that made that same decision are the ones that are in charge right now, and they're making the decision to take the quarterback number one overall. And they're responsible for putting the pieces in place. And meanwhile, you got a head coach that's on the hot seat. How do you love that dysfunction? The history that is repeating itself within the Bears franchise. And that's why everybody in the NFL world that's outside of Chicago wants to see what Justin Fields can be when he gets with a head coach like Mike Tomlin and when he gets with an organization like the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're willing to give Justin Fields the benefit of the doubt because your franchise has been so dysfunctional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's from dysfunction to stability. We're not saying that it's a guarantee that Justin Fields is going to go to Pittsburgh and become the quarterback we all expected him to be, but he's got a better chance of doing so if he's in a stable environment. And what environment has been more stable consistently in the NFL, maybe outside of Kansas City, right now, Baltimore, I would throw in there too. But
yeah, sure.
But Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers are right there. And not only that, I think about how in Chicago it was – very dysfunctional, but in a lot of ways. You had coaches leaving. You had Justin Fields never really knowing where he stood with the organization. You had him publicly coming out saying, I don't think the offensive coordinator and the team is using me in the way that I need to be used in order for me to be successful. Mike Tomlin provides him a level of security that I don't think he had in Pittsburgh. And by that, I don't mean that he'll necessarily go in and win the starting job right away. I mean, all that external noise isn't going to impact him in the same way. Look at all of the dysfunction that we had seen in Pittsburgh that we never knew about until after the fact. Mike Tomlin protects his team and protects his players in a different way, and I think that would be a welcome relief for somebody like Justin Fields.
Protecting players, protecting teams, how about protecting your lawn? That's what True Green does each and every day for you. Beautiful lawns start with True Green. If you're ready to elevate your lawn game without breaking the bank, True Green has been the trusted choice for over 2 million homeowners for over 50 years. I'm one of those homeowners that has used True Green over the course of years here. Visit TrueGreen.com and discover the easiest and affordable way to achieve a pro-level lawn guaranteed. All you need to do is mow your lawn, water your lawn. They're going to take care of the rest. They're going to make it from like dirty brown, whatever it is, to actually beautiful green lawns. Plus, enjoy True Green's verified price matching, ensuring you get the best lawn for the best price. Visit TrueGreen.com and transform your lawn effortlessly. That's TrueGreen.com. Your dream lawn is just around the corner.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
It's a lot, going on during the break.
Well, you had an interesting day yesterday. You went over to Get Up, and how was that appearance for you?
It was eye-opening. It was shocking. A lot of things that that I didn't expect to hear came out.
Yeah?
A lot of things, especially from Robert Griffin III.
I love RG3.
Our resident Heisman Trophy winner.
I love RG3.
He's the best.
And RG3 was passionate yesterday about Russell Wilson and the fact that, and CeCe was on the set when this happened. Boy, do I agree with this part of what RG3 had to say about Russ.
They brought Russell Wilson in to win Super Bowls in Denver. He didn't accomplish that. That was an utter failure. But to say that he is not a starting quarterback in the NFL, I feel like I'm losing my mind. Like, I'm losing my senses. Russell Wilson is a bona fide starter in the NFL, and we got to stop talking about him in the sense of, oh, he's just washed and he shouldn't be playing anymore.
I totally agree with him. Now, where RG3, the first part of that CeCe was on set for was a comparison of Brady and Manning situationally, but anytime you compare anybody to Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, unfortunately, there is nobody you could do that with unless you're talking about Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
So that's where people kind of took the argument and said, okay, wait a minute, where are you going with this? Which was fair. But in general, if we just look at the meat of what RG3 said, guys, I personally, and you guys know I feel this way, I agree with him. Like, there's no example at $1.2 million league vet minimum for a guy that could produce 26 touchdowns and 8 interceptions that he's not a starting quarterback in this league. He is, and we have to stop downgrading him the way that we have.
I understand that, and especially at the price point, he can provide tremendous value for a team at that position. However, I think we're looking at the potential landing spots for him, and he still might be in a position where he has to compete for a starting job. And that's a foreign situation for somebody like Russell Wilson, who has always been the number one guy.
Yeah, and that's the part that I push back on with RG3. Like, there's no world that exists where Russell Wilson isn't going to compete for a starting quarterback job. And I made this point yesterday when I was on the set with those guys on Get Up. Russell Wilson is going to be an and when it comes to somebody's QB plan, not an or. What I mean by that is it will be Russell Wilson and another player in your quarterback room competing for QB1 going into week one. It's not going to be Russell Wilson or another quarterback in your room. You understand what I mean? A team is not going to blow up their current plan at quarterback for Russell Wilson. Now, they can add him to their current plan, especially at the number when it comes to the vet minimum that represents value. They can add him to their plan with not a lot of gymnastics because Russell Wilson is going to take up such a small percentage of your cap. But I don't think it's a situation where there's a place in the NFL that's going to prioritize signing Russell Wilson because they think that handing him the keys to the car is going to lead to them competing at a championship level. Now, they can grow into that, but I don't think it's a situation where a team feels like they're a Russell Wilson away from getting to the Super Bowl.
Right.
Okay, so I understand what you're saying. I want to be specific on something. This is how passionate I am about Russell Wilson
being able to be a more than competent quarterback. You have said top 20 if he plays like that last year.
He was 21st in QBR last year.
So, okay, hovering around a top
20. Hovering around top 20, yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to give you a scenario. You could have Russell Wilson, Christian Wilkins, Jerome Baker, and Michael Penix Jr., or you can have Tua. Which one would you rather have?
You got to take a long, hard look at it. Again, nobody's debating the value of it, right? Because of the contract with the Denver Broncos have got to put out there. What is it, $39 million?
Yeah.
So, I mean,
$39 million is what Russell Wilson's going to make. $39 million.
Exactly.
So, Regardless of what anybody else does.
Yeah, the Denver Broncos get credit for offset. So, the vet minimum is $1 million. You can't sign a contract that's cheaper than that. It's actually disadvantageous for Russell Wilson to sign a contract for more than that because you're taking resources from your new team.
Yes.
So, let the Denver Broncos stay on the hook. They deserve to wear that terrible decision they made a couple of years ago. And so. You can try to move your career forward by being able to have the team flank you with the supporting cast that you now need at this stage in your career in order to position the team to have success. So I'm not debating the value, and I think Russell Wilson, in comparison to a lot of teams' current quarterback plans, provides a different level of scrutiny in terms of looking at it. But again, I don't think a team is going to change what they're doing at quarterback right now because Russell Wilson is a free agent. Hell, teams aren't even making him the top priority when it comes to veteran quarterbacks in free agency. We heard that Kirk Cousins has got to be the first domino to fall. Then I presume it's going to be Justin Fields and what happens with him. Baker Mayfield is out there as well. You got to go through the first two or three options before Russ even pops up on the radar. Again, so when we have the conversation on whether or not he's a starter, I think he is a starter-level quarterback, but that doesn't mean that there's going to be a chair for him to sit in when the music stops.
I also think it's pretty indicative of the situation that the most enticing part of bringing in Russell Wilson is that you can get him cheap, not because of the output or because you think that he is, as you say, CC, a force multiplier. Every conversation we're having about Russell Wilson and his next destination is about how team friendly it's going to be. Mm-hmm. And that's a way for him to endear himself on the market. I'm the cheap option. You can bring me in. You know you're going to get a certain amount of production, or you at least hope you're going to get a certain amount of production. But more importantly, you can use that money elsewhere. You can build the team because you're not wasting a lot of money on the quarterback position. We're not necessarily talking about Russell Wilson, the player. We're talking about Russell Wilson and the small contract. And that to me doesn't give me a whole lot of excitement if I'm part of the fan base of the team that brings him in.
It's a great point, but I disagree with it. And I'll tell you why. Would you be excited about Ryan Tannehill on a $1.2 million deal?
Not that excited.
Would you be excited about Jimmy G on a $1.2 million deal?
Is he healthy?
Is he ever?
No, not usually.
And I happen to like Jimmy G a lot, but like...
No, that's a fair counter.
Right,
he's had an injury history.
Okay, so we have two guys.
But I don't feel excited about Russell Wilson either. So you're putting him in that same category with Ryan Tannehill and Jimmy Garoppolo?
No, I'm putting him in the financial category.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying that if that's one level of a financial category in the NFL right now, the vet minimum category, mm-hmm. he will far exceed the production for all of those guys, right? And this is, so you're right. One of the most attractive pieces is the price. But the upside is still there. What this is in many ways is Cam Newton to New England. It's the same kind of thing where all of a sudden you're like, you might as well take a flyer on this guy for $1 million because what if he is what he once was? Then you have the best value in the history of the sport. Cam was not for a full season. He was for part of the season, but not for a full season. But I just presented a scenario with the Dolphins as just one team as the hypothetical. You said specifically to start our show 40 minutes ago, you cannot believe that Christian Wilkins is available to be signed by another team.
That's true.
Right? That if you, Chris Canty, were running the Miami Dolphins, he'd still be there and you figure out the rest around that. Character guy, locker room guy, and oh, by the way, a great football player. Right? You said all of those things.
Yeah.
Well, he's gone because you want to pay the quarterback. Who none of us are sold is that great.
I guess my question is the chance for Tua to realize the upside that you thought he had when you drafted him with a top five pick in 2020 worth giving up on for Russell Wilson? See, that's the thing that we have to also consider. Like, these decisions aren't made in a vacuum. So it's the potential, something that we haven't seen consistently enough from Tua, is it worth foregoing that for what Russell Wilson is now? 2 years ago, I think it was a no-brainer decision for the Miami Dolphins. They would go with Russ. But that Russ is not the same player he was 2 or 3 years ago. And so should we pass up on what we think Tua can grow into for what Russell Wilson is now, and what does that make us as a team?
And I just want to be clear. Tua is just an example.
Sure,
not the only example.
But I think you can do that exercise with every other team that has an incumbent starter in place.
Right. I mean, you could do that easily with your team, with the Giants, right? You could easily say, okay, what does a post-June 1st look like for Daniel Jones? Post-June 1st, meaning you could lower the cap number, and with a cheap option in Russell Wilson. Are you going to get the same production? Probably better. Probably better. Maybe better. Mm-hmm. There's an argument, right? And that's part of it. All right, coming up. It is Wednesday, which means we do our ESPN personality draft. Today, we're going on a road trip to the ESPN personalities. Next, it's on Sportsmanlike, presented by Progressive Insurance.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
Whose Super Bowl party would you like to attend?
Let's party!
Who would you let babysit your kids?
We're just going to play with matches, run with scissors.
Or, oh yeah, who would you enjoy some pumpkin pie with? It's another edition of the ESPN Personality Draft on Unsportsmanlike.
We do it each and every Wednesday here on our show, presented by Progressive Insurance. We pick a topic, and we draft ESPN personalities within that topic. Smalls, CeCe, today we have road trip.
Hello.
Now, let's go over some details here.
Okay.
How long is the road trip? Like cross country?
Cross country. Yeah.
Cross country.
That's the real road trip.
So we're we're starting at ESPN New York. We're ending at ESPN LA.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay.
Got it. Uh-oh. I'm getting a look from Smalls.
I'm from the Midwest. I can drive 5-6 hours without even blinking or breaking a sweat. I mean, that's just par for the course.
Why would you
Midwest.
Sweat while you're driving?
A lot of people do.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Okay. They get anxiety.
Like a strange thing to happen. Sweating while you're driving?
Oh, my
gosh. There's air conditioning in the car.
I didn't realize you were under that much pressure when you were driving a car.
Really?
She's in NASCAR. You didn't know that?
Did not.
I have a lot of friends that sweat when they drive.
Really?
Yeah, they're merging. They have anxiety. You know.
Is it that hard? These are things I don't even think about when I get in the car.
No. I mean, I get being nervous when you're driving. I sweat over everything, but not driving.
I was going to say, you're probably sweating. You're not realizing it.
That's what that smell is, I guess, in the studio.
Wow.
Anyway, all right, Smalls. We do it snake draft style. You kick us off. One, CeCe goes two. I go 3 and 4. And we go back around here.
All right.
ESPN personality road trip draft.
As someone who loves a road trip, who's been on many road trips in my day, there's a couple components when you have people in the car that you need to make sure you have. And number one for me is a great co-pilot who is steady as they come, but also can handle the aux. I need somebody who is going to have the tunes coming correct on the road trip, especially because we're going cross country. And that person, without a doubt, that's going to be cool, calm, collected, and also bring the heat when it comes to the music is Freddie Coleman. He is my number one overall pick of ESPN personalities I want to go on a road trip
with.
That's
a great one.
Very nice one. Very nice one. For the first one, I'm going to kick this off. One of our resident ESPN Radio Network hosts, Q Myers. And the reason why I'm picking Q...
because he wants to go.
It's because he wants to go and he wants to be on a list. And I need to have that guy in the group because that's the guy that we're going to have take the odd shifts when it comes to taking turns driving.
Okay.
Like, Q is going to take the overnight shift. He has the overnight shift here on the network.
Oh,
he wouldn't
yeah.
mind the overnight shift driving the RV across country. Q Myers, putting him on the list because he wants to be on the list. But also, because he's highly motivated, we can get him to do the things that we don't want to have to do on the road trip.
All right,
that's a great one, by the way. The nighttime driver, the night shift, the undesirable night
shift.
Great pick by you, CC.
So I am. I just want to bring people behind the scenes. The other draft we had was potentially like robbing a bank, because Javonte has been talking about the idea of robbing a bank. Q demanded that he wanted to be a part of this draft. If he almost got the first pick in the robbing the bank draft. So sorry, Q. All right, so when you're on a road trip, you want to have fun, you want to laugh, you don't want it to be too serious. And so my first pick is somebody that I think I have a similar sense of humor. We get along very well. I am going to take from College Game Day, Jen Latta.
Oh, Jen's a great pick.
ESPN Milwaukee
She's
as well.
On my big board.
That Jen and I, how do I say this nicely? Make fun of the same people that we know.
To their face.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't say you weren't one of them, and you've been a part of it. So I'm going Jen with my first pick here. My next pick. You know, this draft stemmed from somewhere, and I am endlessly entertained by someone. I find him so unbelievably funny, unintentionally. I'm going Hembo. Hembo is where this all came from, because he's going on a road trip to Cooperstown, New York, with his friends for like the 10th time to go to the Baseball Hall of Fame. Hembo from Greeny and Get Up. That is my second pick.
All right. So for my second pick, I need somebody that can help organize it, somebody that can quote unquote quarterback this thing. So I'm going with one of our resident quarterbacks, EJ Manuel from the ACC Network.
Oh, I thought that was going
to
be me.
A guy that I used to compete against. And here's why I went with somebody that's in the college crew. Mm-hmm. It's because they know all of the different back roads.
Oh,
they
yeah.
know all of the different Smart. Ways to get to these small different towns. The shortcuts. Everybody wants to take the interstates. But sometimes you take some of those local roads, and that'll get you there just a little bit faster, avoid some of the traffic. EJ Manuel can help us quarterback the road trip. So EJ Manuel is my second pick.
I love that. Okay, so then I have the next two, right?
Correct.
Okay, so I'm with you, Evan, that I need somebody in the car who's going to bring some levity, because the first 5 or so hours are all fun and games. We're eating snacks. We're singing songs. By the time you get to hour 6, you kind of hate the people you're in the car with.
Mm-hmm.
And you need somebody that's going to be bringing the jokes, making things fun, which is why I'm going to pick SportsCenter anchor Randy Scott.
Nice.
Who's one of the funniest people that I know. Randy's always a great time, and I know that he would bring the energy in the car. And to round it out for me, I need to bring someone that I know is going to handle the snacks and also be kind of that third, fourth piece that brings everybody together. That pick for me is our very own friend of the show, Kimberly A. Martin. Anytime she comes in the morning, she's got the Uber Eats going, and I always see what she's got, and I want a bite of it. It looks really good. Plus, everybody I know that's hung out with Kimberly talks about how fun she is and how welcoming she is. She brings everybody together. So I think she would be the missing piece in the car to make us all connected.
I love Kmart. That's a sneaky, nice pick for the road trip. Okay. So I'm being very pragmatic about my road trip roster. I went with Q Myers because he's the do-it-all guy. I went with EJ Manuel so he can quarterback this thing. But I also need somebody that can get us out of a tight spot, somebody that knows all of the rules and regulations, somebody that's well acquainted with the law, somebody that could bail us out if something were to happen, quite literally and figuratively. So I'm going with our resident lawyer at ESPN, SportsCenter host Ryan Smith.
That's good.
I mean, he's a Columbia Law School grad, so to say this guy is smart is an understatement. He used to be the lawyer for the Jacksonville Jaguars once upon a time. So this is a guy that can get us out of some difficult situations that I'm sure we would encounter on a road trip from New York to L.A. So Ryan Smith stepping in as the guy, the fixer for our road trip.
Oh, fixer.
The fixer for our road trip.
I like that.
With my crew.
All right. You know, you picked Q, and it got me thinking. Right? I'm thinking about somebody that I've been in a car with, and when you're going on a road trip, let's be honest, you eat like crap. Right? You're not eating like healthy foods
no.
and things like that.
Ranch corn nuts and root beer for me.
Yeah.
A fountain root beer.
Ranch corn nuts and a fountain root beer.
It is an elite road trip combo. Trust me on this.
Smalls.
Really?
Ranch corn nuts, the most elite road trip snack you can possibly have.
Really?
And you need a soda, and a root beer is always my go-to.
But it doesn't get all over your fingers, the ranch corn nuts?
Deal with it.
Wow, interesting. So I usually go with the Black Forest gummy bears with the Sour Patch Kids. And maybe if I want something more savory, I'll go with some combos. You went with the ranch corn nuts with the root beer.
Don't knock it till you try
it. Interesting. We'll have to open that up. 888 say ESPN. Best road trip snack now.
No doubt.
By the way, that Smalls just put out there. But I am going to go. I've been in a car. I've eaten like crap with this guy before. I'm going Emmett Golden, ESPN Radio, ESPN Cleveland, co-host with Q. So we got that show taken care of.
We got them taken care of.
They cannot complain anymore, these two. They're such complainers. Q and Emmett have complained so much that they're not a part of this. No more complaining. You two are a part of it. And now you have to go on a road trip with us across the country. So we've got Freddie Coleman, Randy Scott, and Kmart for Smalls. We got Q, Myers, EJ Manuel, Ryan Smith for CeCe. I got Jen Latta, Hembo, and Emmett Golden for our ESPN personality draft. And we've got, ranch corn nuts.
Ranch corn nuts, the most elite road trip snack of all time.
888 say ESPN. Is she right? We'll get to that next on Sportsmanlike on ESPN Radio.
The answer is yes.
Thanks for listening to the Unsportsmanlike podcast on ESPN Radio. You can listen to Unsportsmanlike live weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on SiriusXM Channel 80. You can also watch on ESPN2 and on ESPNU. Unsportsmanlike with Evan Canty and Michelle.